You may have noticed this morning that we processed in with a different book of the Gospels and read from a different book of the Gospels. We just ordered this one recently, and the old book of the Gospels we had certainly served us well for many years, but we thought it was time to get something new, and so hopefully this book, which is very beautiful, has all four Gospel writers on it and the Alpha and Omega symbol, will be able to serve us well continuing going forward. So as a priest, looking at these readings for this Sunday, there's some pretty strong condemnations in here. In the prophet Malachi, there are curses that are levied against the priests of the Old Covenant who don't listen to the Lord. Jesus also goes pretty hard and rebukes the scribes and the Pharisees for their hypocrisy, telling his disciples to listen to what they say in their authority, but not to observe and follow their example, because they tie heavy burdens on people, but refuse to carry it themselves. They also seek places of honor at banquets and synagogues, and really like the salutations that they receive in marketplaces. What they're seeking is the glory and prestige of the office. But the office of priesthood, the priest of Jesus' day, is not about power and prestige. Rather, Jesus tells us that it's about humility. It's about a surrender to the Lord, a gift of self in service to others. And that exaltation does not come from one's own personal exaltation, one's own personal glory, but from one's humility. And indeed, over the last couple decades, especially with the abuse crisis, we've sadly witnessed priests that have sought power and glory and committed sinful behavior against others instead of serving others. Also, unfortunately, sometimes there are members of the clergy who might moralize or condemn or just criticize others rather than trying to help their flock. And I'm sorry to anyone who's ever experienced any of that, because that shouldn't happen. However, it's not what the priesthood should be. Because priests are not priests for themselves. Jesus tells the Pharisees and the scribes to call no one father or master, because they have but one father in heaven and one master, the Christ. Now, that doesn't mean that we can't call priests father. Rather, what it means in the way that the church interprets it is that priests participate in the one priesthood of Christ, who is the Lord of all. And so the title Father is a reflection of that particular priesthood. That title doesn't come from one's own prestige, from one's own power, but it comes from Christ's power. Priests are meant to reflect the image of Christ. They are meant to be an alter Christus, or another Christ, acting in the person of Christ, especially during the Holy Mass. And that power from that priesthood flows from Christ's sacrifice that he made on the cross for us. It doesn't come from whatever amazing abilities or talents that the priest may have himself, but it comes from the humility of being able to submit ourselves to the Lord and giving our lives over to him. And I think what signifies this is that during a priestly ordination, and during diaconate ordination too, there's a point when the man stands up and he makes his promises before the congregation, where he promises prayer, chaste celibacy, and obedience. And then after making those promises, he usually goes in the sanctuary, usually near the altar or somewhere in the sanctuary, to lie down prostrate. And at that point, the litany of the saints play. And what that symbolizes, that lying prostrate, is that it symbolizes a death to self. It symbolizes that you are giving yourself over for something. And it's a very moving experience. I'm not someone who cries a lot, but during both those points in my ordination, I cried. It's a very moving, very powerful experience to be able to do that. But that experience, that death to self, is not only reserved for those ordained to the priesthood, But all vocations, in a way, have that death to self. For example, whenever I celebrate the sacrament of holy matrimony, usually when the couple they come forward and they make their consent or their vows to one another. And as they do that, they join hands, they usually look in each other's eyes, and then they say, for example, "I, James, take you, Jane, to be my wife." And then they make the rest of their vows. And then the prospective wife does the same thing. And usually when they do that, you can usually see tears well up in their eyes. You can usually see a smile come across their face. And I think it's a moment of joy that they have. Because what they recognize is that they are giving themselves up as gift to one another, giving themselves fully to each other. Maybe some of you who are married might remember that moment when you made that consent, that you're no longer living for yourself, but you're living for each other and for any children that the Lord may bless you with in your marriage. And so the call that we are asked to follow is humility. It's giving ourselves in service to others. And both vocations, both to priesthood, marriage, and religious life, too, they both reflect that vocation of love. And that fulfills that great commandment that we heard Jesus speak about last week, to love God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul, and your neighbor as yourself. And by doing that, that humble service allows for us to be able to sacrifice, to give ourselves fully to someone else. But that service, that laying down our life for someone else, it happens in all kinds of moments. It happens both in the joyful moments that you might experience in your vocation, but also in the difficult moments that you'll experience too. Often that's where the love can really be tested. So priests, for example, are called to serve and celebrate a beautiful holy mass, but they're also called to love when in that same mass you might be distracted by some parishioner doing something in another section of the church. Not saying anyone's doing that here this morning, but or when they're hearing confessions, they're there to impart God's mercy to others, but they're also called to love, and that love can be tested when they've been there for a while and they're tired and they might be tempted to doze off. Or if they have an appointment or a task or something that they're working on, but then in the middle of that, they receive an emergency call to go to the hospital to administer last rites to someone who is dying. And in all cases, the priest is called to act to guide people towards Holy Mother Church, as we heard St. Paul speak about in our second reading, because that service involves leading other people to holiness, and it involves a sacrifice that we have to give to other people. And married couples, I'm sure you see this in your own relationship, that you have to love each other when you're happy with each other and also when you're angry with each other. You also have to, if you have children, you have to love your children when you're proud of the things they do, or you might be a little bit embarrassed and they say something in public that they probably shouldn't have said. Or you have to take them from this thing to that thing, and you have to be able to give yourself for that completely. Or when they're sick, you have to stay up with them all night to be able to help them. That's what that gift of self, that's what that service means, is being able to lay our lives down for others. And it's not always easy and it's not glamorous, but the Lord gives us the grace to be able to do that with whatever respective vocation that we have. And those that are discerning those vocations, those calls, need to think about where are they drawn to in that humble service to others, in that service of the altar or service of a family, or those times when, or even in those difficult moments, am I drawn to those particular things? Because there'll be times when you are uplifted, you're affirmed in your vocation, but there'll also be times when it's very difficult too. And to be able to ask the Lord, "Lord, where are you calling me in those particular moments? Where is that service?" And that service often involves digging in and doing. That's where that love is tested in our lives. So where do we see that? Where do you see that in yourself? And service also is one of the pillars of stewardship, that we are called to serve the Lord and His church. And we're called to give of ourselves, to give our gifts, our talents, whatever those may be, and share them with others. And so next week, we've been hearing about the pillars of stewardship over the last few weeks and about this call to renew ourselves in stewardship. Next week, we'll be making that official commitment to be able to follow the Lord in a deeper way and decide if we're in a ministry, to be able, whether we want to continue that particular ministry or whether we want to, maybe the Lord is calling us to something new in service. And later on, we'll hear a little bit more testimony about how we might be able to live that out in our lives. But the question for us to ponder as we continue with our Holy Eucharist this morning is, how are we called to humbly serve others? How are we called to give of ourselves to others? And how are we called to sacrifice for ourselves, for families we may have, or others that might be in our care?